This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A member of the committee that organizes Hong Kong's annual candlelight vigil for the victims of the Tiananmen Square crackdown was arrested Friday on the 32nd anniversary. The arrest and a ban on the vigil for a second year comes as Beijing attempts to crush pro-democracy activism in Hong Kong, which has been the last place on Chinese soil where the June 4, 1989 event was publicly commemorated. Thousands of Hong Kong police are expected to surround a central park and patrol the city streets today to prevent people from gathering to commemorate the 1989 crackdown by Chinese troops in and around Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Critics say the heightened vigilance from authorities is a marked departure from Hong Kong's cherished freedoms of speech and assembly, bringing the global financial hub closer in line with mainland China's strict controls on society. Police have banned the vigil for a second year in a row, citing the coronavirus. Authorities have warned that anyone taking part in unauthorized assemblies risks time in prison. President Biden signed an executive order Thursday expanding a Trump-era list of Chinese companies blacklisted for their alleged ties to the country's military. The executive order listed 59 companies involved in surveillance technology, which the White House has said is used to facilitate repression of serious human rights abuses, which undermine the security of democratic values of the United States and its allies. Thursday's announcement is the latest round of sanctions against China the Biden administration has announced since January. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Joe Biden announced Thursday the United States will donate an initial allotment of 25 million doses of surplus vaccine overseas through the United Nations-backed COVAX program. The vaccines will help with shortages in South and Central America, Asia, and Africa. The White House has announced plans to share 80 million doses globally by the end of June, most through COVAX. The White House did not say when the doses would begin shipping overseas, but the press secretary said the administration hoped to send them as quickly as possible and as arrangements can be made to ship them out. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents are pushing for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule. The deal between a new 8-party coalition is not done yet and still has to go before the Israeli parliament. In the meantime, you can believe Netanyahu and his supporters will do everything possible to prevent them from taking office. Many of the people in this new emerging coalition are people who are traditionally allies of Netanyahu. At least two people died Thursday after a residential building collapsed and caught fire in a working-class area of Rio de Janeiro. The neighborhood is known to be controlled by organized crime groups reportedly involved in the construction of many substandard buildings. Officials in Chile say the country is facing the collapse of its healthcare system due to a lack of hospital beds to care for COVID-19 patients. Some 97% of Chile's hospital beds are now filled with severely ill COVID-19 patients, even though 52% of its people have gotten anti-COVID vaccines. In the capital, Santiago, home to 8 of the country's 19 million Chileans, 99% of its hospital beds are at capacity. In Chile, just over 1 million people have been infected with COVID-19 and 29,000 have died as a result of the virus. France said Thursday it would suspend joint military operations with Malian forces after the West African country's second coup in 9 months, adding to international pressure for the junta to return civilians to positions of power. The decision comes after Mali's military strongman led last year's coup, ousted the country's civilian transitional president and prime minister last week. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.